You've seen the headlines. Bonds are making a comeback. But if you've ever tried to invest in bonds, you know what a clunky, complicated, broken experience it can be. That's why at Public, they took fixed income and fixed it. Now you can find, evaluate, and buy thousands of bonds with an investing experience designed this century. Add fixed income to your portfolio with corporate, treasury, and municipal bonds. Go to public.com/bondspodcast to get started. This podcast is sponsored by Public. Full disclosures can be found at public.com/bonds. Chat with Traders is sponsored by Trade the Pool. Are concerns about limited buying power, insufficient capital, or fear of losing your own money preventing you from advancing your trading capabilities? Trade the Pool is an online stock trading prop firm that offers funding for stock traders. Demonstrate your skills, trade their capital, and keep your profits. You can engage in intraday trading and now swing trading on Trade the Pool with any U.S. stock or ETF. The procedure is straightforward. Pay an evaluation fee, successfully complete the evaluation, and get funded. Visit tradethepool.com/chat to learn more.
Markets, speculation, and risk. This is the Chat with Traders podcast, hosted by Aaron Fifield.
What's up, team? You're listening to episode 66 right now, and a big thanks for being here. This week, we have returning guest Dan Shapiro, who was first on episode 32. And after receiving a lot of really great feedback from that interview, I knew I would have to have him back on. So here we are. Dan works on an intraday time frame and predominantly trades high beta stocks. He's been trading for 16 years, and during this time has experienced the extreme highs and lows that this business can throw at you. For a good part of his career, Dan was heavily involved in the prop world, but now trades independently from New York. Over the next 60 minutes, you'll gain some insight to Dan's methodology, thoughts on managing risk, an outsider's view on the current state of prop trading, and much, much more. This interview will leave you with plenty to think about and may even help you to adjust your mindset if that's something which is holding you back. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you find this really helpful. I'm Aaron Fifield, and here is my guest, Dan Shapiro. Dan Shapiro, welcome back, man. What's up? How's things?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's great to be speaking with you again. Now, last time we really honed in on the psychology side of trading, and we covered fairly extensively your journey coming up as well. This time, we're obviously going to change things up. So I think a good place to kick things off would be by discussing your actual method and the way you approach trading. Now, I know a big part of what you do is based upon pivots. So first up, what is a pivot?
Well, let me start off this way. First of all, I want to thank you very much for having me on. You know, it looks like we had a lot of great feedback the first time around. And, you know, this time around, we kind of wanted to give the people more of a kind of a macro micro type of environment of what actual a trader goes through. More importantly, what myself, just kind of diving into the pivots, you know, first and foremost, you know, the word pivot. Okay. If you really think about the word pivot, and a lot of people use the word pivot in different ways. A pivot, first of all, is a directional, an area of a chart. Okay. An area of a chart, that potentially can shift in direction. Now, a lot of people use different pivot points, all these different macro studies, this, that, the other thing. I use them a little bit differently. I actually have created a system out of pure desperation. I had a weak run, maybe 3-4 day run about 2 years ago, which I couldn't really get anything going. I just couldn't get anything going. And the one thing that I do every single time I can't get anything going, I can't make, I can't lose, I try to start looking at charts. Like the same way I started looking at charts back in 2003, how to look for a different arbitrage, different edge. And about 2 years ago, I said to myself, well, what's not working now? Like, why is the market so stagnant? Is it me? Is it the market? Is it the sentiment? What about this period in the last 3-4 days that I can't figure out. And what I do out of, you know, pure desperation every single time, because I always know the market is always changing every single day, every single interval, because of technology, because of new market participants, because of the inflows in capital, whether it's government, individual, retail, institutional, whatever the case may be, the market's constantly changing. So I constantly want to go back and see where can I find my defined edge. And about 2 years ago, I started looking at charts. Now, I didn't look at charts to see where a stock can be going. Okay. I don't care where it's the next move to go. Anybody could look at a chart and say, well, the high for the stock is 20 and the stock is basing out in 5 days. And if it takes out that 20, it should go higher. I don't care about that. What's more important to me is how did the stock get to that 20, right? How did it get through 20? Why did the stock go from 17 to 18, from 18 to 19, 19 to 20, and here we are present day? So I started looking and I came to a realization that pivots by themselves may or may not be a directional potential shift in direction, right? Everybody knows it because everybody uses the word pivot very, very differently. But then I stumbled upon, after doing thousands of charts and countless of hours of backtesting, and it felt like I was doing it for a year, but it was literally I was doing it for 2 days. I noticed that charts by themselves, pivots by themselves, are kind of a coin flip. You know, maybe the stock goes higher, maybe the stock goes lower. But what I found out, if a stock is a potential pivot and it hits a supply or demand zone, okay, and again, for those who don't know what a supply or demand zone is, it's any moving average, any Bollinger Band, any linear regression line, anything that you could put on your chart, a lot of squiggly lines, right, a lot of lines, a lot of data, anything that you could put on the chart that will show you a point where emotional buyers meet technical sellers or emotional sellers meet technical buyers. Now, when you combine with that on a 60-minute interval, right, on a 60-minute interval, it gives you a very, very defined, clean look. Now, as everybody knows, I am one of the most outspoken person about social media. I think social media is the best and the worst thing that could possibly happen to a new trader. I think there's so many opinions out there, 99% are just complete nonsense, complete garbage. And in fact, with so much information overflow, I think there is so much garbage out there, but there is a lot of depth as well. If you can go through all the garbage, you could find that one diamond in the rough. And for years and years and years, because social media has been sensationalizing the happy action, you know, I'm going to be trading on a pool, I'm going to be trading on a yacht, diamond rings, you know, Ferraris, you know, this, that, the other thing. It's all action. Everybody has been brought to the attention that trading is fun. It's exciting. It is the place to be. And the most important thing that everything got thrown down the throats, especially for new traders, is the 1 minute interval. Right, Aaron? You hear this all the time. Well, if you look at the 1 minute chart, it's breaking out on the 1 minute chart. If you look at the 1 minute chart, it's breaking down on the 1 minute chart. The problem with the 1 minute chart, think about this. You have 392 1 minute charts for the whole day, right? 392. I look at six, okay? I look at six 60-minute candles. Within that 392 1 minute channels, okay, you have a whole bunch of uneducated, underfunded, no process, no pain tolerance, bunch of traders, correct? And everybody's asking, where is my stop? And within that 1 minute channel, you can't be right within that second. You have to be literally right within that minute, because every minute that goes by, think about what happens. You get more players that come into the, you know, into the stock. You have more uneducated day traders, and then you have the funds that come in. Because remember, day traders and fund managers are two different things. So for example, if a stock is breaking out on a 1 minute channel and David Einhorn comes in and says, you know what, I want to sell a million shares of this stock, you, my friend, are getting stopped out. So there's a lot of noise going into all these 1 minute channels, but you've been kind of, not you, but you know, the social media environment as a whole has been forced down their throats to say, this is normal. The 1 minute channel is normal, but the problem is, and the bottom line is, everybody keeps on getting stopped out on that 1 minute cycle. You're constantly getting new participants joining into the next 1 minute cycle, and then all you're doing is spinning your wheels, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. The broker dealer wins. And that's not normal to me. You know, that's not normal to me. What normal for me is when I found in the last 2 years where you can completely remove all the noise. You can completely remove all the noise. You can completely remove all the buyers and sellers, you know, the organic players that are coming to the channel. And I notice if a stock, we call it a pivot. If a stock is pivoted, it goes against supply or goes against demand, and the next candle confirms that supply or demand on a 60-minute view, there's a good chance that the stock is going to go your way. And what I found, and again, basically outside of my live webinar, there's two other of my buddies who trade this. You can't find this on YouTube. You can search any strategy on the planet on YouTube, opening range highs, buying IPOs, selling IPOs, within the first 30 minutes of the day, this, that, the other thing. You'll never find this because, again, it's not normal, right? But again, if 90% of the people are in the same stocks, 90% of the people are losing money in these stocks, how could the 1 minute channel be normal? So what I found 2 years ago, there is a definitive advantage. There is a definitive edge, kind of removing all the noise. And instead of watching 392 1 minute channels, all I'm watching throughout the day is 6 60-minute channels. That's it. And when the stock violates the top of the range and builds upon that level, I go long. And when the stock breaks below that range and starts building below that pivot, I go short. And as long as there's room, right, as long as there's room in the trade that stocks go from supply to supply, from demand to demand, it's a valid setup. Now, again, the one analogy that I always talk about, especially in the live webinar, it's called the Barry Sanders effect. Okay, Barry Sanders, especially for all you guys who are in the UK and Europe who are not.
You've seen the headlines. Bonds are making a comeback. But if you've ever tried to invest in bonds, you know what a clunky, complicated, broken experience it can be. That's why at Public, they took fixed income and fixed it. Now you can find, evaluate, and buy thousands of bonds with an investing experience designed this century. They started at the beginning, reimagining the bond screener with an intuitive design that helps you zero in on the exact kinds of bonds you're looking for. Then they made it easier to evaluate each investment opportunity with better data in the places you need it most. Finally, they made investing in bonds as straightforward as stocks or any other asset. Add fixed income to your portfolio with corporate, treasury, and municipal bonds. Go to public.com/bondspodcast to get started. This podcast is sponsored by Public. Full disclosures can be found at public.com/bonds.
Are you a developing or seasoned day trader who trades the U.S. markets? Is the only thing stopping you from getting to the next level is having enough capital to trade? Trade the Pool is a unique online stock trading prop firm that funds stock traders worldwide. Not having to risk your own capital can help you focus on other things like making better decisions on your trades. There's no PDT rules to worry about. You got more than 12,000 stocks and ETFs to trade, long or short, and professional tools at your side. How you get funded is you show them your skills through a straightforward evaluation process. Once you pass the evaluation, you get funded and trade with their pool of money and split the profits. Don't let the lack of buying power, capital, or fear of losing your own money prevent you from taking your trading to the next level. Visit tradethepool.com/chat to learn more.
Now, this is probably a good point to ask another question which came through on Twitter. If you're an undercapitalized trader, should you wait and save until you do have sufficient capital, or should you consider trying to get into a prop firm? And I know you're a good person to ask about this considering your background. So give us your take.
Let me give you the reality. Okay. The prop business that I came from and where, quote unquote, the prop business now is apples and oranges. Okay. Back in the day in the prop business, okay, you could put up 25 grand and have $3 million worth of intraday buying power. Okay. At certain points in the prop business, hell, you didn't even have to put up any of your own money and you still had, you know, 80, 90% payout. Okay. The firms made so much money on commissions. We didn't care what we were paying. If you remember that interview, Peter from Lucci did with me and Meyer, you know, we used to pay 3 cents a share. 3 cents a share. You used to do millions of shares a month. Think about how much money that is. So these firms didn't care. You could be down $100,000 for the day. If you made, you know, if you made $250,000 in commissions, what's the difference, right? They let you keep your account open. The game has changed. Okay, the game has changed years ago. The prop business is dead. There's four or five major players left. Okay, four or five major players left. Nobody wants to take risk anymore. Okay, that is for sure. Nobody wants to take any risk anymore. Before, man, they used to say, hey, listen, you want to go in 3 million overnight, do it. You used to go in 1 million overnight, do it. Blah, 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 blah. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You know, you can always make it back. You could go into the firm's money. Now it's just, it's more focused on education. Again, I don't want to use any names. A lot of places, and again, you guys kind of know who they are on social media. They realize the money is not in the commission business anymore. It's not. Nobody's doing volume anymore. Okay, guys I know that used to trade 5-10 million shares a month are trading 800,000 shares a day, 800,000 shares a month. Because again, there's not enough value throughout the day. Again, the game has completely changed. So the firms realize there's no money left in commissions. That's why, you know, firms like Schoenfeld 3 years ago, like in the summertime, fired like 100 traders. You know, all these different firms are getting rid of traders because, again, the talent out there doesn't complement their business model anymore. It doesn't work that way. So they figured out, you know what? There's no money in commission anymore. Yeah, we have our core guys. They're still doing their volume, blah, 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 blah. It's all gravy and stuff. But they realized a long time ago, the money's not in commission. The money right now is in education, right? Think about that. It's the big word right now, education. So they started doing a lot of in-house seminars, you know, talking about daily, weekend events, 2-3 day events. They're selling this, they're selling that. And that's all good, okay? So for me to turn around to a new trader and say, hey, look, I know you're undercapitalized. You know what? You should go trade prop. Number one, nobody's hiring. Okay. And if they are hiring, okay. And if they are hiring, they're not going to let you take any risk. They're not going to let you take any risk. And yeah, you're probably not going to put up any capital. Okay. Cause a lot of the firms, if they're on SIBO, Philex, whatever, you know, again, I'm kind of out of touch with it cause I've been out of the prop business for a number of years now, but I used to be in the business for years. I mean, for years. So I know kind of everything about it. I know, you know, let's just say that I know a lot about it. Okay. So for a new trader to get hired, right? They get hired, they're coming out of college, they get hired. Number one, no, the firm is not giving you any risk capital to trade. Okay. They're making you trade 100 share lots. Okay. You're making you 100 share lots. And again, if you're learning on somebody else's dime, that's fine. Okay. But you are not getting the true nature of the beast. You're just not. You're not getting the true nature of the beast of the physical, actual, proactive part of trading on an every single day basis. So the prop business is dead. It's dead. I mean, I'm being completely honest. I have a lot of good friends still in the prop business, all in the New York City area. Everybody knows each other in the New York City area. But the majority of the firms in the New York City area are right now going into the educational space because they can make $500,000, $1 million in revenues a month, opposed to hiring the trader, having them sit there, risk their money, this, that, the other thing, and make $2,000 a month off commissions off them. So the game has changed. What I really believe, okay, if you don't have the 25,000, okay, don't go to one of these offshore quote unquote prop places. They're bookies. They're bookies. If your account is in Bermuda, okay, they're a bookie. They're a bookie. They're not a broker. They're a bookie. Okay. So they're telling you, you could trade with as little as $1,000. They're a bookie. Okay. I don't even know if you're actually even trading money. They're a bookie. And they're telling you, well, there's no pattern day trading rule. And again, this is the word pattern day trading rule is something new to me. I only learned this phrase 3 years ago. Again, I still don't understand, I actually do understand why the government thinks that people are not sophisticated enough to trade their own capital under 25,000. Like, what's the difference if you're trading 24,000, 26,000? Why are you more sophisticated at 26,000 than you are at 24,000? But what I would definitely suggest a new trader to do, if you are under the pattern day trading rule, and I'm not the aficionado of the pattern day trading rule, I know nothing about it, but I do know, I think it's 3-4 day trades a week, something like that. What I would do is if you have $20,000, okay, instead of having one account with 4 trades a week, open up 3 accounts, right? 3 accounts with, then you get 11, 12 day trades a week. And you kind of build it up until you have the 25,000. But people ask me all the time, what's a good amount of money, right? What's a good amount of money to trade? I say a lot, right? A lot And after you have a lot, add a lot more. There's no magical number. But again, I do feel for the people who are trading under the cap, under the 25,000, you know, the whole prop world, it's dead. It's dead. It's just the reality. It's dead. I used to have offices in Ascent. I used to have offices in Generic. You know, it's dead money. It's not the same business anymore. And the one tip that I will give to your listeners, and a lot of people don't know this, and now that I'm out of the business, I don't mind sharing with this. You are a commodity, okay? No matter how old of a trader you are, how new or how seasoned of a trader you are a commodity. Because the firms are not doing the numbers they used to do, you, my friend, are Barry Bonds to them, okay? So every single account they have is a commodity. So if you're coming in there and you could negotiate any commission rate you want, okay? So if Ameritrade tells you, and again, I have no idea what Ameritrade charges, but if Ameritrade charges, say, for example, $7.99 a trade, you could come in there and say, you know what? I want to go negotiate an aggressive, you know, an aggressive rate. Clearance, guys, is virtually free, okay? Clearance is virtually free for the broker-dealer. So any number that's coming in over X is very, very profitable. So if you're a trader that's doing 1 million, 2 million shares a month and you're trading for like $7, you could get your commission rate to like $1.50, man. Most people don't know about it. If you're doing volume, you are a commodity to the firm. So if you're doing 1 million, 2, 3 million shares and you're paying $3, $4 a share, come into them, say, you know what? I want $1.50. I want $1, you know, throw in the ECNs. You know what? Or I'm going to leave. I bet you if you're pulling in 2-3 million shares a month, I bet you will get a phone call from that broker dealer and they will restructure your commission rate. So if you definitely want to get your costs down, that's first and foremost. You definitely want to set up your business. You know, don't be cheap with your business. Get good chart packages. Get good software. You know, invest in your business. Invest in yourself. You know, you are the must follow. You see this all the time on social media. That guy is a must follow. Ooh, he's a must. You're the must follow. Okay, you're the superstar. Okay, you're the guy. Okay, you're the girl. Okay, you are the superstar in the making. You just don't know it yet, okay? You just don't know it yet. Because the difference between you and a person who's been doing this for many, many years is screen time. So you have to do whatever you need to be done, whatever needs to be done for you to become that superstar. So don't salivate with some random avatar on social media is trying to get to you, okay? It is nothing out there that somebody can show you that you can't figure out for yourself very, very quickly, okay? So you are the rising star. All you need to do is position your business the right way. Because again, a steakhouse, for example, like Old Homestead in Manhattan or Peter Luger's, for example, in Brooklyn, very, very famous, very, very famous steakhouses, they're not going to serve their steaks on paper dishes. Okay, they're not going to prostitute their business. So why should you? Right? Invest in your business. You know, get an aggressive commission rate. Okay, do what you have to do to get enough capital, okay, that your business runs smoothly. So you don't have to worry about being right on a 1 minute interval. Because again, if you're undercapitalized, that means again, you already have no pain tolerance. You already have no valid process. You already are sweating. The first thing you're asking already is where's my stop before the trade is even put on. Okay. I don't remember the last time I thought that the trade didn't work out. But again, the difference between me and somebody that's just opening up their first brokerage account on Monday is screen time. The more scenarios you see, the more, you know, hands that you're played, the more things that you figure out what not to do. Okay. The value is not learning what to do. It's learning what not to do. Because remember, the value in your account is not